This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And as we heard late last week, the unfortunate news out of Peterborough that they will be down a, well, they won't, they'll be without a doctor as of June. I'm joined this morning by John Vimard, the chair of the York and Northern Local Health Network. John, how are you?
Good, thanks, Jordan.
So what's happened here?
What's happened is that the Goyder Medical Practice have reached a crisis in their medical workforce, and they no longer have sufficient doctors to continue to provide clinic and hospital services to the three towns of Jamestown, Oru and Peterborough. They've been in discussions with York and Northern Local Health Network for some time. As a cry for help, they gave notice last Friday to the Peterborough community that they felt they would need to withdraw from the Peterborough Medical Clinic and the Peterborough Hospital from the 4th of June. We're currently in continuing discussions with Goyder's Line Medical, and there are options being explored which may enable them to continue some involvement with the Peterborough practice. In a worst-case scenario, we will seek to provide locum cover, so there will still be some medical presence at the Peterborough Medical Clinic, and there will be the same cover at the Peterborough Hospital that there always has been. But it just highlights the critical shortage of medicos in rural Australia. Goyder's Line had been in discussions to secure a doctor from Canada early last year. That, of course, was stopped by COVID, and one of their key doctors is currently on maternity leave. There's also been an issue with the training of the rural medical workforce. However, Minister Wade's in Port Lincoln today announcing a new rural generalist training pathway. So while there is a response, it's going to take a couple of years before we actually see more people on the ground. But York and Northern are exploring innovative ways for the doctors to engage with York and Northern and to provide some packages that are more contemporary than the old models which the doctors have worked in. And we're hoping that we'll be able to make some positive announcements about those changes before the 4th of June.
Of course, while it may be frustrating for the community, it isn't realistic or reasonable to expect medical staff to stretch themselves really thin to cover such a large population.
No, that's right. As Dr. Tom Jackson has said, currently over this eastern side of the ranges, we've got one doctor per 3,000 population, whereas the national benchmark is one per 900. And of course, in the metropolitan areas, they have much lower ratios in many areas because that's where the doctors have been choosing to base themselves.
What's been the struggle then from, the health network's point of view to convince doctors to make the move to the regions?
Under the private practice model, doctors haven't had the benefits of holiday leave, long service leave, superannuation, maternity leave that people have in the public sector. So we are competing with organisations like Central Adelaide Local Health Network running Royal Adelaide, Queen Elizabeth Hospitals, Northern Adelaide running salaried medical models. They are very expensive models. Given the deficits in the health system, there's a good argument that those models are not sustainable economically either. And that's why York and Northern are looking to explore some innovative approaches together with the doctors so that the terms of engagement are more attractive to younger doctors, to the increasing feminisation of the medical workforce. There's now over 50% of women in the medical schools, and we need to have employment options that are attractive to people who want to have families, want to have work-life balance, and they don't want to work the 60 or 70 hours a week that traditional rural GPs have worked.
Well, maybe there could be an argument then for a greater public health service throughout the regions, even if that means the government needs to commit a bit more money to it.
Yeah, I think it's not just a matter of money. It's about having something that's contemporary and appropriate to what the medical workforce wants. It's not simply a question of putting more money into it will solve the problem.
Hmm. So what kind of contemporary options would suit the regional landscape?
we're wanting to explore with the Rural Doctors Association of South Australia and the Rural Support Service, which is operated by all the regional local health networks across country South Australia. We're wanting to look at some pilots and alternates to the fee-for-service model, which the doctors have traditionally been engaged under. There might be visiting medical officer models at hospitals that provide some part-time permanent contracts. We understand there may be some metro GPs who are attracted by the opportunity to practice procedural medicine in the country hospitals, which they're not able to do in the city as metropolitan GPs operating private practices. So there are a number of options that we're seeking to explore.
Mm. And I guess on the flip side of this as well is that while we may have few doctors in the region, the ones that are here are obviously committed to their to the towns that they're working in. What is it that makes them want to stick around?
Well, that they appreciate the professional satisfaction of cradle to the grave medical practice. They do need to be valued and recognised, and in the last several years they haven't felt fully recognised and valued by the system. With the advent of the local health network boards from July 2019, we are claiming back sort of the ownership, governance and delivery, and working in stronger partnership with the medicos who have lived and worked in our regions and assisting them to strengthen those practices so that they and their colleagues continue to choose the satisfying lifestyles that they know they can get by practicing rural medicine.
Well, John, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Jordan.
That was John Vimard, the board chair with the York and Northern Local Health Network on your Classic Gets Breakfast.